This is Nightline, and this is Walter O'Keefe, inviting you to listen in on the world. Tonight's first call, Hollywood. And here's People Are Funny with my good friend Art Linkletter.
Yes, Ron Goodell's production of People Are Funny, brought to you by NBC Radio, repeating the best shows of the past season. And now, here is America's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, people are funny about making up their minds. Now, if you had your choice of three packages, would you pick the largest one? Or do you believe in the saying that the best things come in small packages? Or, on the other hand, you might be the conservative type who more or less takes the middle of the road. Just before we went on the air, we picked a guest out of our studio audience, and we are going to give them a chance to make that choice tonight. So would you come out, please? Oh, it's a lieutenant. Come on out here, lieutenant. Let's give him a nice welcome. People are funny. Lieutenant
Phillips.
Of the United States Army?
Yes, Art.
Air Force?
Air Force.
You're a married man?
A married man.
Any children?
I have two.
Aged?
Yes, one is six, and the other is not quite two.
All right, now where do you come from originally?
Originally from Charleston, West Virginia.
And you've been in the service how many years?
As an enlisted man, five, and as an officer, five.
Are you going to be a career man and stay in through the entire time?
Yes, I am a career man.
Good for you. Now, how'd you happen to be at People Are Funny tonight?
Well, my wife and I are vacationing here.
Now, Bill, you're a man who, as an Army officer, has to make decisions at one time or another and command men.
Yes, Art.
Tonight, we're going to give you a chance to make a rather difficult decision. Here are three packages. Let's just walk back here for a moment. This package to your left, Bill, is a package that we might call a papa package. The dimensions, which are roughly 12 feet long, 4 or 5 feet high, and about 15 feet the other way. That's a pretty big package, wouldn't you say?
Must be something big in there.
Well, I tell you what it could be in there. A small Caterpillar tractor with a Continental kit. Or a glass-bottom boat, or a ton of assorted dinosaur bones. It could be worth a couple of $1,000, or it might cost you $10 to have what's in there carted out to the city dump and destroyed. You know, this is People Are Funny. Now, right here is the mama package, we might call it. It's kind of medium size. Not nearly as large. It's about 4 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. And it might contain a $1,000 mink coat, or an $800 Magnavox color television set, or a large stock of condemned bananas. What do you think of the two packages you've seen so far, Lieutenant?
Well, Art, I think maybe my wife would like that package.
Yeah, it's wrapped like more prettily, isn't it, with the green ribbon and all. Now, we come to the little baby package right over here. This plain brown paper bag, resting like a jewel on this velvet cloth on this table, is the smallest. Now, that could easily be the most valuable because it could contain a $5,000 diamond-studded wristwatch, two round-the-world airplane tickets on KLM Airlines, the finest in overseas flying, or, well, there might be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is quite a dilemma and poses a very interesting problem for the lieutenant. You can have your pick, the small brown sack, the medium-sized box, or the tremendous box. What does your snap judgment tell you to take?
My snap judgment, Art, says take the big box. But having been married 9 years, my wife says valuable things come in small packages.
Uh-huh. Well, now I tell you, Lieutenant, remember this. I'm not going to give you any hints. I may even confuse you further. But remember this, that on this program we may figure one way or we may figure another. I'll give you one little clue. The contents of two of these boxes can make a sound. And the contents of one of these three packages cannot make a sound. Is your wife out in the audience?
Yes, Art?
Maybe you'd want to have her yell out as to which one she would like.
The three of them.
The three of them?
Three.
It sounds to me like you married a girl from south of the border, huh?
Ah, sí, señor.
No, sí, señora. But she says the three of them. It is impossible, madame, for the three to go. You must take uno.
Take the big one, then.
She now yells, take the big one, Bill.
Well, Art, in a predicament like that, my intuition tells me to take the medium-sized one. However, having been married 9 years, my better judgment says take the small one.
And she says to take the big one. Are you going to obey your intuition, your own judgment, or your wife?
I'll take the medium-sized one.
All right. He's made his decision. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll go over here and see what you missed. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's look in the little one first. I will take the package up, and I will open it. And here, you put your hand in. A peanut butter sandwich. So you see what your judgment did. Now we're going to look over here, and we're going to see what is in the big box before we see what you take. So, boys, open the big box, and they're going to swing it away, and you'll see a brand new Rambler Custom Cross Country. A Rambler Custom Cross Country four-door station wagon with luxurious interior equipped with airliner reclining seats. And all of it. Now wait till your wife gets you home. She kept yelling, the big box. Well, on the other hand, think of the traffic tickets you just saved yourself. Well, Lieutenant, I wouldn't want to deprive you of the final fun of seeing what choice you finally did make. This is the middle size of the mama box. So, take it away, boys, and let's see what they got. Well, it's a beautiful Thomas electronic organ worth about $800. Now, this is a marvel of electronic engineering. Fun for the family. Do you play the organ?
Not yet.
Does your wife play the organ?
She soon will.
Of course, your two children will play the organ professionally. Lieutenant, thanks for proving once again that people are funny. Goodbye and good luck. In just 60 seconds from now, we'll hear people continue to prove that people are funny.
When you're feeling tense and irritable and you're bothered by irregularity,
take X-Lax. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
When you feel listless and dragged out and you're bothered by irregularity,
take X-Lax. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
Whenever you need a laxative,
take X-Lax at bedtime. X-Lax won't disturb sleep, and next morning, you'll be well on the way toward your normal regularity, without upset, without discomfort. And thanks to its gentle effectiveness, X-Lax is almost never needed again the next night.
Whenever you need a laxative,
take pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
Whenever anyone in your family needs a laxative,
you can rely on X-Lax, America's largest-selling laxative. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity.
This is Pierre Javert. 2 weeks ago, he said that he was ready to settle down if he could find the right girl. And here is the attractive girl that Univac, the electronic matchmaker, found for him. Her name is Ramona Scott. And she, of course, is looking for an ideal man to settle down with. They saw each other for the first time on this stage 2 weeks ago tonight. The object? Matrimony, perhaps? Money? Most certainly. A possible $20,000, which we always keep on hand in loose change in this wheelbarrow for easy moving off. Everything is in its favor, so let's see how the romance is coming along. Will you join me, Ramona and Pierre?
How are you?
How was the week?
Just marvelous.
Any dining and dancing?
Oh, yes, we had a wonderful time. Went to the Imperial Gardens. It's a Japanese place. Lots of atmosphere and lots of Japanese music and wonderful food.
Isn't that the place where you sit down?
That's right. You have to.
Nothing, no back to hold you up?
No back to hold you up.
Fold your legs underneath you?
That's right.
Went there once, and after the dinner was over, they had to get me off on a stretcher. My legs wouldn't work any longer.
We had the same thing happen to us.
Quite slightly.
But it's a romantic spot, isn't it?
It is a wonderful place, yes.
What do you find that you like best about Pierre so far?
Well, I like many things about Pierre, but I do think that his courtesy and to me, his manners impress me a great deal. His sense of humor. It's just marvelous to be with somebody that you can say something with, and that he laughs at all my jokes, you know.
Oh, good audience.
He sure is. And he's a wonderful dancer, and when we go out, he is certainly a gourmet. He enjoys the same type of foods that I do, and frankly, I'm overwhelmed with Univac.
Univac has made a good choice. Now, what do you find you like best about Ramona, Pierre?
Well, what I like about Ramona is that, apart from being pretty, she is alert and very intelligent. And one thing is that we have a very, very similar sense of humor, which is quite necessary these days.
And very important.
Quite.
I keep asking about what you two like about each other. Maybe a more pertinent and more pointed thing is, have you found anything you dislike about each other?
Frankly, Arthur, I haven't.
No,
yeah,
I'll
be honest.
No, I am honest. This is sincere. I haven't. No, I haven't. I haven't found anything that is dislikable, and everything is wonderful.
Well, fine. Maybe I can find something that you won't like. Let me see. If you were to marry, do you think that the other person should have the right to open the other person's mail?
Definitely not.
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
I mean, there are things in life that you must keep secret, you know.
Ah, these French men. They get around you one way or the other. Now, let's get down, following the little reprise of the romantic part of our meeting. Let's get down to the practical dollar and cents value of playing the anagram game for $6,000. The third step on the way to $20,000. And we're now to turn our table around and find which letters are hiding the six and the four zeros. Tonight, it is NTSE, one vowel and three consonants. And behind one of these is the letter six. Behind the others are zeros. And if you make the right word and would like to stop, you can take the $6,000 and go home. All right, Pierre and Ramona. With all of the whispering going on in the audience, I can tell that they're all playing the game. $6,000. Or you can come back and try for 10. On the way to 20, it's up to you. All right, Pierre. Here goes the exchanging the letters. He takes the letter T and the S and moves them in opposite directions so that now it's N-S-T-E. Now it's S-E-N-T is sent. Ramona's suggesting N-E-S-T now. That's the motherly feeling in her coming out. N-E-S-T is now our word. There are several more words. Are you ready?
All right,
let's start it. Well, we're going to take the middle letter, S, and if there's six behind this, you've made $60. There's a zero. You're going for $6,000. Then we'll try the letter E. This would be $600. Kind of fun, isn't it, to play this game? Pierre is perspiring. Instead of water, French francs are coming out. Now we have N and T left, and behind one of them is the letter 6. So you could either make $6,000 or $6. And we love to prolong the delightful and exquisite agony of matchmaking and monetary returns. And so we once again titillate you with the prospect of either going on for $10,000 next week or selecting and betting on what you have here. Remember, last week you would have lost. You'd have had
$3. That's true.
This week you might have $6,000 or $6,000, or you can go on and come back for $10,000. I'll tell you what I'll do. Since you're up to $10,000, if you come back next week, and to help keep the blaze going in this romance, if you come back for $10,000 next week and you wind up with a dollar or $10 or $100, I'll give you as a consolation prize a trip to New York aboard a luxurious United DC-7 mainliner, the nation's number one airline, and then a KLM Royal Dutch Airliner hop for the finest in overseas flying to Paris, France, which you could take as a honeymoon if you get married, or as a pleasant way to mend two broken hearts if you don't. So with that kind of a prospect, will you come back next week for 10?
We'd love it.
You'd love it? I'll tell you another good reason why you should come back next week. You'd have made $6. $6. Your choice of cent, S-E-N-T, would have also won you $6 because it was back of the letter T. The $10,000, $6,000 word was T-E-N-S, or tens, plural of the word ten. And so, next week, you'll be back, Pierre. Live each hour to its fullest, because these may be your last days as a bachelor. Good night, Ramona. Good night, Pierre. We'll be back in a minute, 60 seconds, to prove to you, as always, that people are funny.
To the 40 million citizens who own United States savings bonds, the government says congratulations. Now here's some mighty important information about Series E savings bonds. The bonds you buy now pay a higher interest rate, and pay it faster, too. Since February 1st, 1957, the interest rate has been increased to 3.25%. This means you get back $4 for every $3 invested in a shorter maturity period of only 8 years and 11 months. They also pay higher returns in the early years, too. So, for safety, for a guaranteed return, for an easy way to regular savings, you can't find a better investment than savings bonds. But don't wait. Start buying the new, improved United States savings bonds where you work on the payroll savings plan, or buy them regularly at your bank. For the big things in your life, be ready with United States savings bonds.
It's fun to come down in the audience and try to prove that people are funny with people out of the audience. And we do it in various ways, playing quick little games. For instance, who are you, sir?
Ed Contrato.
Where are you from?
Inglewood, California.
What business are you in?
I'm working for a Shell Oil Company.
I'll tell you what I'll do with you, Mr. Contrato. I'll give you $50 cash right now if you can count from 10 to 1 backwards in 5 seconds. Go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry? Counting from 10 to 1 backwards is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I didn't say from 1 to 10. I said from 10 to 1. Isn't that a dirty trick? Mr. Contrato, your consolation is not $50, but 50 dimes. There you are. Speaking of dimes, here's a dime. Here's a pretty girl. Who are you?
Kay Cribbs.
Where are you from, Kay?
I'm from Westchester.
Tell you what I'll do with you, Kay, while we're having a little fun down here. I'll bet you a dime that I can kiss you without touching you.
I bet you can't.
All right. Is it a bet?
It's a bet.
All right. Now hold still. Shut your eyes. You can't look.
But you did kiss me. And you did touch me.
That's right. I did. Here's the dime. I lose more bets that way. Strawberry preserves. I love them. We'll see that you get a nice bottle of Arpège perfume by Lanvin. Now, let me see. Let me have a little concentration here. How are you on money? Do you like money?
I like money very well.
All right. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $20 if you can pass this test. Stand up and tell me who you are, first of all.
I'm Stan Cagle.
From where?
Oh, Los Angeles.
What business are you in?
I'm an intern.
An intern?
Mm-hmm.
Studying to be a doctor.
Well, yeah.
You can use any kind of money, can't you?
Very well.
Interns, I think, get around $8 a month, don't they?
A little more than that.
Not much.
Not much.
Here we go. This is a test on concentration. Listen carefully. A streetcar starts out with 20 passengers. Got that? The first stop, it drops 2 and picks up 3. At the next stop, 4 people get on and nobody gets off. Then it takes on 4 and loses 4. Next, it loads 5 and unloads 6. Then 6 get off and nobody gets on. And then it comes to the end of the line. You follow me carefully?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll give you a $20 bill if you can tell me how many stops a streetcar made.
7.
7, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was 6. Were you counting those as we went along?
I thought I counted the first one, too.
Yeah, there were only 6 counting the end of the line.
Okay.
You missed it by one. However, you were so close, and you're an intern, and someday you may be standing over me. You get the $20. See you after the show. Do you think people are funny? If you're still not convinced, listen to what we'll do in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dorothy Olson. Summertime is picnic time, and picnics are a good way to have a happy family time. Somehow food just tastes better outside. Picnics are easy in this day and age. One quick sweep through your corner grocery store and you've got all the fixings. Want a quick menu idea? You don't even have to write it down. You'll remember it. Pick up a can of your favorite luncheon meat. Slice it about an inch thick and alternate each slice with a section of canned pineapple. Wrap it in aluminum foil and pop it into the barbecue grill. Simple? That's about as fancy as you have to get to make your picnic meals imaginative. Of course, there are always the old standbys that are so wonderful. Roasted Franks, charcoal-broiled hamburgers or steaks. And potato salad is so easy to make. And many places now you can buy it ready-made. Let's go on a picnic today. Summertime is outdoor eating time.
Well, that does it for tonight. But next week on People Are Funny, a waitress, a woman cab driver, and a society matron. And one bewildered woman trying to sort which is which. See if you can do it next week. Good night, everybody.
This is NBC.
Aren't you glad?
Aren't you glad?
You used dial.
Don't you wish?
Don't you wish?
Everybody did.
Dial soap.